Article BDSM from Wikipedia, www.en.wikipedia.org/wiki/BDSM. Recorded April 3rd, 2007. Read by Dalai Lama.
Engineered by Thorn Daddy.
BDSM is any of a number of related patterns of human sexual behavior. The major subgroupings are described in the abbreviation BDSM itself. Bondage and Discipline, BND. Domination and Submission, DNS. Sadism and Masochism, or Sadomasochism, S&M. Many of the specific practices in BDSM are those which, if performed in neutral or non-sexual contexts, could be considered unpleasant, undesirable, or abusive. For example, while pain, physical restraint, and servitude are traditionally inflicted on persons against their will and to their detriment, in BDSM, these activities are engaged in with the mutual consent of the participants and typically for mutual enjoyment. Any consent may or may not amount to legal consent and represent a defense to criminal liability for any injuries caused. This emphasis on informed consent and safety is also known as SSC, safe, sane, and consensual, though others prefer the term RACK, R-A-C-K, risk-aware consensual kink, believing that it places more emphasis on acknowledging the fact that all activities are potentially risky. There is discussion and dispute about the meaning or intent of the terms, but in essence, both terms refer to all participants acknowledging and accepting some level of risk. BDSM may or may not involve sex of any kind. BDSM may or may not involve sexual role-playing. How dominant or submissive a person may be in their regular life does not necessarily indicate which role they will play in a scene. Some BDSM players are polyamorous or sexually monogamous but engage in non-sexual play with others. A couple may engage in BDSM sexuality with an otherwise non-dominant submissive relationship dynamic. An image accompanies this section of the article with the caption, "A collar is a common symbol in BDSM." A second image with the caption, "Female bottom in bondage with leather monoglove," is also shown. Contents. 1. Physiology. 2. Various practices. 3. Roles. 3.1. Dominant behavior. 3.2. Submissive behavior. 3.3. Tops and bottoms. 3.4. Switching. 4. Safety. 4.1. Conflict resolution. 5. History. 6. Etymology. 7. Formal perspectives. 7.1. Legality. 7.2. Psychiatric view. 8. See also. 8.1. Associated topics. 8.2. Lists. 8.3. Publishers, fiction and nonfiction. 8.4. Support groups. 8.5. Movies. 9. Literature. 10. References and further reading. 11. External links. A list of BDSM practices ends this article. Section 1. Physiology. On a physical level, BDSM sensation play often involves inflicting pain, even if without actual injury. This releases endorphins, creating a sensation somewhat like runner's high or the afterglow of orgasm, sometimes called subspace, which many find enjoyable. Some use the term body stress to describe this physiological sensation. More eloquently, The philosopher Edmund Burke defines the sensation of pleasure derived from pain by the word sublime. The regions of the brain that manage sexual stimuli and pain overlap, resulting in some individuals associating pain with sexual pleasure as the neurological reactions are intertwined. Section 2. Various practices. BDSM may encompass the following practices: erotic spanking, bastinado, flagellation such as flogging, see cat o' nine tails, whipping, see bull whip, paddling, breast bondage and breast-oriented BDSM, sensory deprivation, movement restriction, scatological humiliation, suspension, sensation play, i.e., the use of such objects as fur, ice, Wartenberg wheels, TENS devices, etc. to induce desired sensations in the bottom. Medical submission, i.e., a submissive partner that submits to medical procedures which may or may not be humiliating and or painful. BDSM activities are practiced by people of all sexualities. Many practice their BDSM activities exclusively in private and do not share their predilections with others. Others socialize with other BDSM practitioners. One relatively new phenomenon is the practice of BDSM within the MMO Red Light Center, in which users of the virtual reality software make use of avatars in the fully equipped dungeon and BDSM rooms to practice the activities on other live users in a virtual way. The BDSM community can be regarded as a subculture within mainstream society. Being involved in a local BDSM community is referred to as being in the lifestyle. There are BDSM communities with varying degrees of organization in all parts of the world. Large cities and small towns alike have organizations where BDSM participants meet to learn, share, and practice. These groups are often underground and can be hard to find, but as society becomes more and more accepting, the groups are coming out of the closet. In the United States, some of these communities have even applied for and been granted 501c status as educational and community support groups. A 1990 Kinsey Institute report stated that 5% to 10% of Americans occasionally engage in sexual activities related to BDSM. This was based on the 1983 Playboy Reader's Sex Survey by Walter Lowe. There has been an explosive growth in the BDSM community since the 1983 study, which raises the possibility that the 1983 figures are unrepresentative of current behavior. Citation needed. Images accompanying this section are captioned: Demonstration of Caning at the Folsom Street Fair 2004 in San Francisco, and Strapado Bondage, and Pony Girl Ivy Pulling the Cart Pet Play at the Folsom Street Fair 2005. Section 3. Roles. In some kinds of BDSM play, the top, usually a dominant partner, applies sensation to the bottom, usually a submissive partner, by spanking, slapping, pinching, stroking, or scratching with fingernails, or using implements like straps, whips, paddles, canes, knives, hot wax, ice, clothespins, bamboo skewers, etc. The sensation of being bound with rope, chains, straps, cling wrap, handcuffs, or other materials can also be part of the experience. The tools of BDSM play encompass a wide variety of items, from specifically designed implements to ordinary household items, known as pervertibles. Various images accompany this section and are captioned: Three Floggers, and A Riding Crop, and Wax Play, a back covered with colored waxes. A pleasurable BDSM experience is thought to depend greatly upon a competent top and the bottom attaining the correct state of mind. Trust and sexual arousal help a person prepare for the intense sensation. Some have even gone so far as to compare adept BDSM play to musical composition and performance, each sensation like a musical note. Likewise, different sensations are combined in different ways to produce the total experience. Some sensations may be equated to different levels of bodywork and may have the same end result of causing emotional releases and other physical and psychological experiences. This experience is the motivation for many in the BDSM community, but is not the only motivating factor. Indeed, a strong minority of BDSM participants, especially submissives, may well participate in a scene that they do not derive any physical pleasure from. This is done in order to provide their dominant master or mistress with an opportunity to indulge their desires or fetishes. Section 3.1. Dominant Behavior. A dominant person enjoys controlling a submissive person. Reasons for this are said to include demonstrating skill and power, having ownership of another person, and being the object of affection and devotion. Domination may be the fashion in which the dominant feels most comfortable expressing and/or receiving affection. Service-oriented dominance would add that it is obviously useful to have the resources and abilities of another human at their disposal. In addition, many fantasies involve the reversal of traditional roles or constraints, so that men or women who traditionally have powerful roles in contemporary culture may wish to experience submissive roles, while others who normally are responsible for enforcing traditional morality may wish to experience situations where such limitations do not exist. Of course, other known possible motives remain to be considered, including pleasure taken not only in sheer power, but in the suffering of others, which is called sadism, thrill-seeking and risk-taking, and self-destructiveness. That is why many in the BDSM community are concerned with establishing the motivations of those involved in an encounter and advise caution in making BDSM connections. Some dominants and sadists say they are motivated by the desire to give masochists the pain and pleasure desired by them. Thus, the sadist is a pleasure giver and not one primarily seeking gratification from the suffering of others. Section 3.2. Submissive Behavior. A submissive person is one who, of their own free will, seeks to submit to another. Submission, by nature, is a twofold phenomena that expresses itself through power. Submissives, no matter what walks of life they may come from, all share the desire to relinquish power to another individual. Their reasons are varied. Some may find the relinquishment of responsibility to another paradoxically liberating. Yet the paradox between freedom and entrapment is also expressed through the power exchange between dominant and submissive. Though submitting, it is this very submission they desire. Though dominants push their submissives' boundaries, submissives have the power to end play when it progresses too far. This concept is embodied within the safe word. Thus, submissives have varied reasons for their actions, and their sexual role in the realm of BDSM often has no real correlation with who they are outside of play. Precisely who holds the power within the relationship is debatable. It is therefore arguable that despite outward appearances of dominance and submission, a DS relationship has as much equality between partners as any vanilla relationship. Section 3.3. Tops and Bottoms. In BDSM, a top is a partner who takes the role of giver in such acts as bondage, flogging, humiliation, or servitude. The top performs acts such as these upon the bottom, who is the person receiving for the duration of a scene, although it is easy to assume that a top is dominant and a bottom is submissive, it is not necessarily so. The top is sometimes the partner who is following instructions, i.e., he tops when and in the manner requested by the bottom. A person who applies sensation or control to a bottom but does so at the bottom's explicit instructions is a service top. Contrast the service top with the pure dominant, who might give orders to a submissive or otherwise employ physical or psychological techniques of control, but might instruct the submissive to perform the act on him or her. The same goes for bottoms and submissives. At one end of the continuum is a submissive who enjoys taking orders from a dominant but does not receive any physical stimulation. At the other is a bottom who enjoys the intense physical and psychological stimulation but does not submit to the person delivering them. It should be noted that the bottom is most often the partner who is giving instructions. The top typically tops when and in the manner requested by the bottom. However, there is a purist school of BDSM for whom such topping from the bottom is incompatible with the retention of high ethical standards in the relationship wherein BDSM is practiced. Within a sadomasochistic context, submissive is only roughly synonymous with bottom. Others opine that a submissive is specifically pursuing a dominant-submissive power exchange as a key element, whereas a bottom may or may not be interested or even willing to engage in that exchange. For the latter, some have proposed the pitcher and catcher, borrowed from baseball terminology, as more neutral terminology, with the pitcher delivering the sensation, the instruction, etc., and the catcher receiving what is pitched. These are in contrast to the term slave, which is a situation where the submissive in a TPE or total power exchange relationship gives up all control to their dominant, not just for a scene, but for a 24/7 continuing relationship. Section 3.4. Switching. Some practitioners of BDSM enjoy switching, playing both dominant and submissive roles, either during a single scene or taking on different roles at different occasions with different partners. A switch will be the top on some occasions and the bottom on other occasions. A switch may be in a relationship with someone of the same primary orientation, two dominants, say. So switching provides each partner with an opportunity to realize his or her unsatisfied BDSM desires with others. Some individuals may switch, but may not identify as a switch because they do so infrequently or only under certain circumstances. Sometimes individuals switch in just physical roles, top and bottom, and sometimes individuals may switch completely in emotional roles, dominant and submissive, as well. Some switches only switch from relationship to relationship and will stay in that role for the duration of the relationship. Section 4. Safety. This article or section does not adequately cite its references or sources. Please help improve this article by adding citations to reliable sources. This article has been tagged since July 2006. Some BDSM activities may be potentially dangerous if appropriate precautions are not taken. In particular, it is sometimes the practice that the submissive will complain of suffering or beg the dominant to stop, and that this will be ignored by the dominant. Therefore, one aspect to ensure safety is to agree upon a safe word. If the dominant and submissive are in a scene that causes unacceptable discomfort, physical or mental, for the submissive, a safe word can be uttered to warn the dominant of trouble and immediately call for a stop to the scene. Sometimes BDSM may involve a simulation or role play of rape or other non-consensual acts. A dominant and a submissive may choose to pretend that the submissive is being raped or otherwise forced to do something unwillingly. Therefore, words like no or stop are inappropriate as safe words because a submissive playing the role of a victim would say these words as part of the scenario. The ideal safe word is a word or brief phrase, such as red light, that normally would not be spoken during a sadomasochistic act, and which therefore calls attention to itself by its own incongruity. Some people in BDSM use multiple levels of safe words. For example, the safe word green to increase the intensity, pressure, force. Yellow would be employed to indicate You are approaching an intensity or an activity that I don't wish to experience. Please do not continue this scene further in this direction, or do not increase the intensity. Well, the safe word red would mean, stop this and release me now. The stoplight safe word mechanism is the most common one found in the BDSM community, and as such is universally recognized, causing less potential confusion than some random safe word might. In situations where the submissive's mouth is gagged, or the submissive is otherwise incapable of speaking without violating the fetish scenario, a nonverbal signal is used instead of a safe word. Typically, this might be the clenching and unclenching of one or both fists, the dropping of a bell or ball, snapping of the fingers, or uttering three loud grunts in quick succession. It is possible that a dominant may ignore a safe word. A dominant who acquires a reputation for ignoring safe words will experience increasing difficulty finding BDSM partners. Some partners may not use a safe word, as the submissive may have full faith that the dominant can be totally trusted. This concept is debated regularly amongst people in the BDSM lifestyle, and observers will find a variety of opinions. Within the subculture and community in a lifestyle based on trust, a person who is not known or not trusted does not easily find partners. Adequate care is prudent in bondage to ensure safety from injury. It is wise to invest in first aid training for all involved parties. For activities involving bodily fluids, hygienic precautions should be duly considered for avoiding the spread of sexually transmitted diseases or blood-borne viruses. Section 4.1. Conflict Resolution. In any geographical, or perhaps electronic, community of BDSM practitioners, there are bound to be the occasional disputes over the safety, skills, or basic honesty and intention of the participants. These tend to arise from miscommunications, unexpressed assumptions, inexperience, or actual mistakes made by the parties involved, especially with an area of sexuality which may or may not be legal according to the letter of the law. These incidents will often bring up the question of community self-policing of its members. Since so many of the interactions are one-on-one, unobserved by third parties, and of an intimate nature, a conflict or dispute may lead to he said, she said types of interactions. Many communities have developed conflict resolution committees to help mediate such situations. Section 5. History. The historical origins of BDSM are obscure. There are anecdotal reports of people willingly being bound or whipped as a prelude to or substitute for sex, going back to the 14th century. The medieval phenomenon of courtly love in all its slavish devotion and ambivalence has been suggested by some writers to be a precursor of BDSM. Some sources claim that BDSM as a distinct form of sexual behavior originated at the beginning of the 18th century when Western civilization began medically and legally categorizing sexual behavior. There are reports of brothels specializing in flagellation as early as 1769, and John Cleland's novel Fanny Hill, published in 1749, mentions a flagellation scene. Other sources give a broader definition, citing BDSM-like behavior in earlier times and other cultures, such as the medieval flagellants and the physical ordeal rituals of some Native American societies. Although the names of the Marquis de Sade and Leopold von Sacher-Masoch are attached to the terms sadism and masochism respectively, the question remains as to whether their ways of life would meet with modern BDSM standards of informed consent. BDSM ideas and imagery have existed on the fringes of Western culture throughout the 20th century. Robert Bienvenu attributes the origins of modern BDSM to three sources, which he names as European Fetish, from 1928, American Fetish, from 1934, and Gay Leather, from 1950. Another source is the sexual games played in brothels, which go back into the 19th century, if not earlier. Irving Claw, during the 1950s and 1960s, produced some of the first commercial film and photography with a BDSM theme, most notably with Betty Page, and published comics by the now iconic bondage artists John Willie and Eric Stanton. There are numerous BDSM emblems in use, but the one that may be most recognized is a circle with three divisions that resemble the yin-yang symbol. It can be worn anywhere without attracting attention, except from those who are familiar with it. Much of the BDSM ethos can be traced back to gay male leather culture, which formalized itself out of the group of men who were soldiers returning home after World War II, 1939 to 1945. This subculture is epitomized by the Leatherman's Handbook by Larry Townsend, published in 1972, which essentially defined the old guard leather culture. This code emphasized strict formality and fixed roles, i.e., no switching, and did not really include lesbian women or heterosexuals. In 1981, however, the publication of Coming to Power by Samoa led to greater knowledge and acceptance of BDSM in the lesbian community. In the mid-90s, the Internet provided a way of finding people with specialized interests around the world and communicating with them anonymously. This brought about an explosion of interest and knowledge of BDSM, particularly on the Usenet group alt.sex.bondage. When that group became too cluttered with spam, the focus moved to soc.subculture.bondage-bdsm. New Guard leather subculture appeared around this time, which rejected the rigid roles and exclusion of women and heterosexuals of the old guard. In addition to the bricks-and-mortar businesses, which sell sex paraphernalia, there has also been an explosive growth of online adult toy companies that specialize in leather, latex gear, and BDSM toys. The first known online store specializing in bondage gear was JT's Stockroom, which became a primarily online business as early as 1990. Once a very niche market, there are now very few sex toy companies that do not offer some sort of BDSM or fetish gear in their catalog. Kinky elements seem to have worked their way into even the most vanilla markets. However, amongst lifestylers, a tradition of craftsmanship prevails, and it is common for people to take pride in creating their own toys or purchasing from local artisans. BDSM and fetish imagery has spread out into the mainstream of Western culture through avant-garde fashion, the goth subculture, rap, hip-hop, and heavy metal video clips, and science fiction television and movies. The modern BDSM subculture is widespread. Most major cities in North America and Western Europe have clubs and play parties, as well as informed, low-pressure gatherings called munches. There are also conventions like Living in Leather, Tessfest, and Black Rose, as well as the annual Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco. North American cities that have large BDSM communities include New York City, Seattle, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, Philadelphia, San Francisco, San Diego, Dallas, Minneapolis, Toronto, Winnipeg, and Vancouver. European cities include London, Paris, Munich, Berlin, and Rome. The leather pride flag and the BDSM emblem are symbols used by sections of the BDSM communities or subcultures. Section 6. Etymology. The terms S&M and SM were originally derived from the clinical terms sadism, masochism, and sadomasochism. Some practitioners, especially those producing pornography, attempted to distance themselves from what was then classified as a mental illness and began to use the term B&D, bondage and discipline. The terms DS, capital D / lowercase s, dom sub or sub dom, were also used to refer to some or all of BDSM, including sadomasochistic activities, for example, indifferent loving and the loving dominant. However, BDSM was developed as a composite abbreviation for BND, DS, and SM, although some practitioners believe that DS should not be linked to BDSM or physical BDSM. An image captioned Portrait of the Marquis de Sade by Charles Amédée Philippe Vanloo, 1761, accompanies this section. Section 7. Formal Perspectives. Section 7.1. Legality. The legal situation of sadomasochistic activities varies greatly between countries. In Japan, Germany, the Netherlands, and the Scandinavian countries, consensual BDSM is legal. Citation needed. In the UK, BDSM activities which cause injuries which are more than, quote, transient or trifling, end quote, may be illegal. See Operation Spanner. But the few cases since the original R. v. Brown 1990 ruling have been contradictory in their judgments. Citation needed. A dining club involved in Nyotamori, that is, it had food served on otherwise naked women, in many restaurants in West London wound itself up because it was thought to be illegal. The UK government has announced its plans to criminalize possession of violent pornography, including faked images and those involving consenting adults. BDSM groups such as the Spanner Trust and Unfettered oppose the proposed law. In other countries, it is an example of a consensual crime. At least in the Western industrialized countries and Japan, since the 1980s, sadomasochists have begun to form information exchange and support groups to counter the discriminatory image held by orthodox science and parts of the public. This has happened independently in the United States and in several European countries. With the advent of the web, international cooperation has started to develop. For example, Datenschlag is a joint effort of sadomasochists in the three major German-speaking countries, and the mailing list Schlagworte uses the model of a news agency to connect six countries. An image captioned Leather and Steel Bondage Cuffs accompanies this section. Section 7.2. Psychiatric View. Main article reference, sadism and masochism as medical terms. In the USA, in the past, sadomasochistic activities and fantasies were regarded by psychiatrists as pathological, but are now not regarded as illnesses in and of themselves. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-4, asserts that, quote, the fantasies, sexual urges, or behaviors, end quote, must, quote, cause clinical significant distress or impairment in social, occupational, or other important areas of functioning, end quote, in order for sexual sadism or masochism to be considered a disorder. In Europe, an organization called Revise F65 has worked toward this purpose in the International Classification of Diseases, ICD-10. Section 8. See also. Section 8.1. Associated topics. Anal torture. Ball busting. Body modification. Bondage, BDSM. Bondage corset, boot blacking, breast bondage, cock and ball torture, courtly love, domination and submission, BDSM, dungeon, BDSM, erotic spanking, femdom, feminization, fetish club, fireplay, forced homosexuality, humiliation, BDSM, impact play, human sexuality, Kink Aware Professionals. MUNCH BDSM. National Coalition for Sexual Freedom. Operation Spanner. People versus Jovanovic. Servitude BDSM. Sexual Fetishism. Swinging. Tit Torture. Vanilla Sex. Wax Play. Section 8.2. Lists. There are links available to lists of the following items: BDSM terms, BDSM topics, BDSM organizations, BDSM authors, BDSM artists, and BDSM photographers. Section 8.3. Publishers. Fiction and nonfiction. Circlet Press. Daedalus Publishing. Greenery Press. Mental Gears Publishing. Silver Moon Books. Section 8.4. Support Groups. Black Rose, Washington, D.C. BESS, Baltimore, Maryland. The Eulenspiegel Society, TES, New York City. Sagacity, Victoria, British Columbia. Society of Janus, Pansexual, San Francisco. The Seattle Sex Positive Community Center, aka The Wet Spot, Pansexual, Seattle, Washington. Section 8.5. Movies. There is an extensive list of movies pertinent to this topic available in the article. Section 9. Literature. Justine by Marquis de Sade. Venus in Furs by Leopold von Sacher Masoch. Story of O by Anne Desclue. Cross-sectional transformation by X. Something Just Clicked by Adrian Hunter. Section 10. References and Further Reading. Burke, Initial E. Pain and Pleasure. Harvard Classics, 1909-1914. Guy Baldwin, Ties That Bind, SM Leather Fetish Erotic Style Issues, Communication, and Advice. Daedalus Publishing, 1993. Pat Califia, Sensuous Magic, New York, Masquerade Books, 1993. Gloria G. Brame, William D. Brame, and John Jacobs, Different Loving, An Exploration of the World of Sexual Dominance and Submission, Villard Books, New York, 1993. Anita Phillips, A Defense of Masochism, Faber, 1999. Jay Wiseman, SM 101, A Realistic Introduction, Greenery Press, 2000. Philip Miller, Molly Devon, Screw the Roses, Send Me the Thorns, The Romance and Sexual Sorcery of Sadomasochism, Mystic Rose Books, 1995. Gloria G. Brame, Come Hither, A Common Sense Guide to Kinky Sex, Fireside, 2000. William A. Henkin, Sybil Holliday, Consensual Sadomasochism, How to Talk About It and How to Do It Safely, Daedalus Publishing, 1996. Jack Ranella, The Complete Slave, Creating and Living an Erotic Dominant-Submissive Lifestyle, Daedalus Publishing, 2002. Mark Thompson, Leather Folk, Radical Sex, People, Politics, and Practice, Daedalus Publishing, 1991. Dossie Easton, Janet W. Hardy, The New Topping Book, Greenery Press, California, 2002. Dossie Easton, Janet W. Hardy, The New Bottoming Book, Greenery Press, California, 1998. Dalai Lama, Diary of an S&M Romance, Peep Press, California, 2006. Janice S. and Janice C., The Janice Report on Sexual Behavior, 1993, New York, John Wiley and Sons. Lowe, Walter, The Playboy Reader's Sex Survey, 1983. Section 11, External Links. SMIKI.org, International BDSM Wiki. BDSM Google, BDSM specific Google search engine, part of the Google Co-op Beta Project. Deconstructing Myths by Andrea Beckman, Journal of Criminal Justice and Popular Culture, 2001. Detailed SM History Timeline, translated from Datenschlag site. The Eulenspiegel Society, The Beginner's Guide to BDSM, NLA-I Domestic Violence Project. This article ends with a list of BDSM practices. Abrasion, aftercare, age play, anal torture, ass worship, body service, body worship, bondage, boot worship, breast bondage, caning, cock and ball torture, dog play, domination and submission, edge play, erotic electrostimulation, erotic humiliation, erotic sexual denial, erotic spanking, face sitting, fear play, female dominance, female submission, feminization, fire play, forced homosexuality, human-animal role play, human toilet, ice play, impact play, interrogation scene, intimate examination, Japanese bondage, knife play, male dominance, medical scene, metal bondage, mummification, play piercing, predicament bondage, rope bondage, sadism and masochism, self-bondage, sensation play, servitude, sexual slavery, snake play, suspension bondage, temperature play, tie and tease, tit torture, urethral play, wax play. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.